Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This is a powerful teaching. You know, we can't just know the word to recite it. We have to be able to do it. There has to be evidence of it in our life. And this may seem like a simplistic teaching. Oh, the fruits of the Spirit. Oh, I've heard that my whole life. But can we do it? Are we still struggling in these areas of the nine fruits of the Spirit? Are we still struggling with unworthiness, not knowing that we are loved? The fruit of the Spirit is love. Are we still struggling with despair, not operating in the joy of the Lord, which we have access to through the love of God? Is our mind still in mental torment and we don't have the peace that surpasses all understanding? Peace is the fruit of the Spirit, but it's again rooted in love. So we have love, we have joy, we have peace. And then we're going to begin today to go into long suffering. So that's something that we definitely don't want to talk about, right? Long suffering. Nobody wants to suffer. But it's another word also for patience, where you know that in the end that it is all going to work out. The Bible says when you have suffered for a while, that things are perfected, and that the end that you foresee will come to pass if you just go ahead and get up through the middle. A lot of times we're excited in the beginning, you know, but when we get into the middle, that's when we just stop, we halt, or we step back. But we need to be able to get up through the middle, to be long-suffering, to be patient, to continue to prevail into what we have a desire for, what we have already been told by the Lord is available unto us. So we have to continue to move forward. We cannot go by what it looks like. We cannot go by what it feels like. We must go by what the Word of God says.
Peace followed that fruit. Mm-hmm. Patient, long-suffering. Mm-hmm. And if you know how the fruit of the Spirit lay out here in sequence, mm-hmm. and in all, so you can reverse them. Mm-hmm. You cannot reverse them. The baseline is love. Mm-hmm. So in order to produce any other fruit, you have it coming from love. Mm-hmm. So let's stay with this again, mm-hmm. Pastor Dye, as we teach our listeners in this radio show. Yeah. And for the fruit of the Spirit is love. Mm-hmm. Is love. So we can't get joy without love. We can't get peace without love. We cannot get patient in any matter if we don't first produce love. So love produces these. Mm-hmm. So we can skip. Mm-hmm. So you wonder, oh, I need patience. Really? I've been praying for patience. Pray for love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just be silent, mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. Because we miss it. Mm-hmm. And like you says, we recite these, but can we produce one of them? Mm-hmm. Because we might lack the understanding. They don't come randomly in our life. Mm-hmm. This fruit that I'm hearing from the Holy Spirit does not come randomly in our life. So, okay. So today I need mm-hmm. peace. It's just going to appear. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way according to scripture. Mm-hmm. Maybe according to my mind. Mm-hmm. So you wonder why a lot of time we want peace and there's no peace? Maybe. We don't have the love there. Not maybe. We got to have the love in order to have the peace. Mm-hmm. We have no joy because we have no love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So love has to be the baseline. So from love comes joy. Mm-hmm. From love comes peace. From love comes patience. Mm-hmm. Yes.
In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while,
yes,
perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." So we have to keep those things in view, that we're perfected, that the situation is already established, that it's going to work out. We're going to have the strength to be able to move forward, that the word of God is already settled despite what it looks like around us. You know, you can't go through a period of waiting, a period of long suffering without peace, joy, and love.
Love.
It's not going to happen. You're going to give up or you're going to go off. Either way, you're not going to prevail to the end of the thing. So we have to make sure when we're going through, you know, different times of waiting for whatever the reason, whatever the circumstances, when we're going through those times, you know, where things just are rocky and we're trying to hold on, we could only do that because we have his peace.
Yeah.
Because we're experiencing an internal joy that's overriding what's going on around us. And all of that is rooted in the love of God.
Yes. So patience is spiritual strength. Under pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So patient is what? Spiritual strength. Mm-hmm. Under pressure. Mm-hmm. That's when. Mm-hmm. That's it right there. Mm-hmm. So somebody needs to hold on to that. And so to have patience is to be strong spiritually under pressure. When you are really under pressure, then you need patience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you another point here, guys, this morning. Patience grows when faith learns to wait.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to say that. Patience grows when faith that we talk about, learn to wait.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's when patience grows. When faith tell you to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Faith didn't tell you no.
Mm-hmm.
It said wait. And then I need patience to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Bible says here in James, you know?
James chapter 1, yeah. Verse 4. "But let patience have its perfect work,
works, yes,
that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing."
Yes.
So patience has a perfect work.
Yes.
It is part of the perfecting process to bring toward completion and lacking nothing. And just the example that Pastor gives all the time when he came down here with his New York attitude of quick.
Yeah.
And just think about, he said how many times he would be in the line at the store getting ready to check out. And because the line is long,
yes,
he'd just leave the whole cart and just go. Now, think about that. Is that really saving time?
No.
No, because you already spent the time at that store gathering the items into the cart. Now you spend more time going to another store, getting the items again into the cart. Then you still got to go through the checkout process.
Yeah.
So that is not complete. Just saying, I'm just going to leave my cart right here. It doesn't make sense. But if you can't think past that moment where you just saw, eh, if you can't think past that, then you're going to just, you know, cause more of a delay instead of just enduring for a couple moments, a couple people in front of you. And then when you walk out the store, you'll have everything that you need. So we have to be, patience is being able to see the whole picture, to be able to really count the cost. You know, like sometimes if you got to wait an hour for a doctor, you can't get impatient. That person has way more knowledge than you. They have way more resources than you. They have the answer to the ailment that you're coming in with. So how could you say, well, I'm waiting too long when they went to medical school, they did all these things and all this to get what you're coming for. And then you say, oh, I'm impatient. Or you're in a drive-through. And you, oh, it's taking too long. It's taking too long. Well, they could get it to you faster than you could go to the store, buy the ingredients, go home and cook it.
So, that's it.
So you might as well sit there and wait you a minute. So you got to see, like, when you can see, like, the whole picture and the real cost that's involved, the totality of it, you'll be more patient.
That, I don't know if you have ever been at the doctor's. I like what you just, that example, because I have had that experience. Mm-hmm. Being at a doctor, I waited a whole hour to see the doctor. Mm-hmm. He walk in and he look at me in 5 minutes and he's done. I waited 1 hour.
But you leave with the shorts.
That's right. You see what I said? One, come on somebody out there ready to laugh.
Yeah.
1 whole hour.
And you don't know why really you're waiting, because it's one time it may be you where you need more time with the doctor and he gives you that more time.
Yeah.
So you, and then you have to think, okay, well maybe the doctor he's trying to maximize his time. He's trying to see the most patients that he can. He's trying to provide the best care. That's what you're waiting for. You're waiting for the best.
Yeah, and his knowledge.
Yeah.
I never think this doctor spend maybe 7 years.
More than that.
For that one, for 5 minutes.
So you're paying for their knowledge and you're waiting for their knowledge.
I'm waiting.
Yes.
So my little hour means nothing.
And you could do nothing by yourself if you need a referral from them, if you need a prescription.
That's right.
You could do nothing without
them. Hallelujah. So patient this morning.
Oh, and then don't say, I'm going to find another doctor. That could take half a year.
Hallelujah.
So basically, everybody has to ask off a patient for their ADHD. Because there's a lot of people in a hurry. I noticed, right? Yeah. A lot of people are in a hurry, especially if anybody's ever driven in South Florida. They would zoom by only to go at the same light, the same red light.
And you come up and catch them.
And I'd say, where is everybody? Relax.
It's not that serious. They zoom past you, almost run you over.
Everybody is in a hurry. Gotta have patience.
Yeah, and
that's
what are we doing while we're waiting? If you could use the time while you're waiting, fulfill that time. Like if you're waiting for an hour, okay, make that an hour of not complaining. Make it an hour of meditating on the word, of catching up on some phone calls to people that you don't ever have time to call. So we could use that time, maximize that time that we are waiting, because we are waiting for something great. So remember that. Anytime that you feel like, oh, it's taking too long, just begin to count the cost in your mind and then it'll all work out in the end. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful, practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.